In 2009, G20 members pledged to end subsidies for fossil fuels in the form of direct grants or loans, tax breaks or price supports. Research from the Overseas Development Institute suggests the G20 governments are breaking that promise.
They have provided $452 billion a year in fossil fuel subsidies just to production.
Researchers found the US government hands out $20.5 billion worth of subsidies every year, mostly in the form of tax breaks. President Obama has said ending those subsidies remains a priority. Earlier this month, he rejected plans to build the so-called Keystone Oil Pipeline from Canada to the United States.
America is now a global leader when it comes to taking serious action to fight climate change. And frankly, approving this project would have undercut that global leadership. And that's the biggest risk we face. Not acting.
The world's biggest economies subsidize fossil fuels in different ways.
Countries like China, Japan, and Korea have the highest subsidies through public finance. And a lot of Japan and Korea's money is not going domestically. They may be moving away from fossil fuels at home, but they're still funding fossil fuel production overseas.